All right, folks, welcome back to Alpha Under Pressure. Your daily dose of leadership wisdom served with a side of no-nonsense reality. You know that feeling when deadlines are looming, stress levels are sky high, and you feel like you're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a constant battle against the pressure cooker. Today, we're diving deep into resilience, the superpower that separates the leaders who crumble under pressure from those who rise above it. Think of it like this. Resilience is your mental and emotional armor, protecting you from getting flattened by life's inevitable curveballs. And trust me, in today's fast-paced world, having this armor is more important than ever. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some seriously actionable strategies to build your resilience muscle and become a force to be reckoned with even in the most high-pressure situations. First things first, remember that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Ever felt like you had to put on this invincible facade all the time? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Acknowledging your limitations and allowing yourself to feel your emotions, even the tough ones, actually makes you stronger. Bottling it up only creates a pressure cooker effect that eventually explodes. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Every challenge is a chance to refine your skills, adapt your approach, and come out on the other side even more capable. Think about it like training for a marathon you wouldn't expect to win without putting in the miles, right? Now, let's talk boundaries. Ever felt drained after constantly saying yes to everyone and everything? Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and preventing burnout. Learn to say no gracefully, prioritize your well-being, and carve out time for activities that replenish you. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Next up, build a solid support system. Connect with people who uplift and inspire you. Surround yourself with mentors, friends, or colleagues who offer encouragement, accountability, and a listening ear when you need it most. Having a strong network of people to lean on can make all the difference during tough times. Finally, remember the power of self-care. I'm not just talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are definitely nice. I mean taking care of your physical and mental health, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. It's not selfish, it's essential for maintaining your resilience and staying sharp under pressure. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're leading a major project, the deadline is looming, and suddenly, several key team members call in sick. Panic sets in, right? But wait. Remember those strategies we just talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, but don't let them derail you. You shift into problem-solving mode, drawing on your past experiences to figure out solutions. You reach out to your support network for advice and encouragement. And most importantly, you prioritize self-care by taking short breaks throughout the day to recharge. The result? You navigate the crisis successfully, demonstrating resilience, leadership, and a cool head under pressure. You see what I mean? These strategies aren't just theoretical, they can make a real difference in your life. So, remember folks, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Embrace the challenges, learn from your experiences, and never stop growing. You've got this. Now here's what I want you to do. Take one of those strategies we talked about today and implement it in your life right now. Maybe it's setting a boundary, reaching out to support a friend, or practicing some self-care. Whatever it is, take action. And share your experience with us on social media using the hashtag #AlphaUnderPressure. I can't wait to hear how you're building your resilience and crushing those high-pressure situations. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.